Welcome back to the Sports Desk, and I'm delighted to say I'm joined on the line by Athletics correspondent Patsy McGonigal. Patsy, a successful weekend at the Masters Championships in Santry for Donegal athletes?
Yes, indeed, very successful. I've just been counting there. There's about 13, 14 Donegal athletes that travelled that are coming back with medals, gold, silver or bronze indeed. And, you know, there's one thing you can say about the Donegal athletes in all levels, at all ages, that they will travel in numbers, and the enthusiasm and the energy is there for the sport. So well done to them. It was in Santry today, and it was as an early start, obviously. But I'm just going to go through the names and tell the story as we go. Catherine McDevitt from the Letterkenny Club had an excellent 200 metres victory, national champion there in master athlete, 26.64. That's a big PB for her, and she fought hard for that. She trained hard for that. So well done to her. And she also got second in the She also got second in the 200. Katrina Devine, just an unbelievable run. She tracked the leader from the Finn Valley Club. She tracked the leader in the 800 metres, and you wouldn't really give her much hope with about 400 or 500 to go, going through the bell. She was off the lead. She tracked the leader then right down the back straight, and then she kicked for home, and she won very, very, very impressively, and won the national 800 metres title for her. Her clubmate from Pin Valley, Noreen Bonner, just right on there now. She's just after winning the 1500 metres in her age group. She had won the 800 metres earlier in the day, so well done to her. And other people that really doubled up, Damien Crawford from the Lifford-Strabane Club, he won the shot, and indeed he won the javelin, 46-11 in the javelin. As you would expect, he's not only a great athlete himself, but his athletes that he coaches are doing extremely well right now. Joe Joyce from Dunlow, from the Rosses Club, won the discus in his age, and also from the Rosses, Aidan Gillespie, a 165 high jump, saw him pick up the gold medal as well. Emma O'Doherty from the Tyrconnell Club, a 100 metres victory for her, and heading down the list, I'm looking right down my list here. Some other medals that came our direction up Donegal way. Shane Toolan, people would know him from his rugby refereeing and indeed his GAA refereeing. He got two medals for the Tyrconnell Club in the 2 and the 100 metres. He was an outstanding underage athlete as a young man, and now he's back in the sport in addition to his refereeing exploits as well. So well done to him. Brian O'Donnell from Fulcara, he got silver medal in his walk event. Martin O'Donnell, who leads out that Olympian club, he got silver medal in the 100 metres, so he'll be really pleased about that, showing good example to his prodigies in the Olympian club. And Robert Anderson, whose family have done extremely well this year underage, from the Tyrconnell Club, three of his family got medals in the Nationals, and he today got himself a silver medal in the hammer, so well done to him. And we're waiting still for the result of the 1500 metres, Martin Cunningham from the Tyrconnell Club. He's defending his 1500 metres title, and I'll tell you, it'll take a fair man to beat him, because he's running really, really, really strongly at the moment. So that result hasn't come up yet, and that result hasn't gone through yet. So we'll wait for that. We'll wait for that one and page it up tomorrow, possibly. So that's the story on the Masters athletes. Also, some good results across the water in Loughborough University over the last few days, from three or four good young underage athletes who were competing on an Ulster Schools team over there. Ellie McCordy, a new Donegal record, a new Donegal best performance by a Donegal club athlete, 41.59. Now, she's from the Lifford Club. She's Lifford-Strabane Club. She has been really, really, really making a mark through the season. And so 41.59 is an excellent, excellent performance in the javelin for her. And not only that, but she was on three occasions in this competition, in which she finished fourth against the best British athletes. She got over 40 metres on each occasion, so well done to her. Finn O'Neill from the Lifford-Strabane Club and the 100 metre hurdles, 13.69. And Blaine Lynch from Kestledare from Finn Valley Athletic Club, almost CBS student, 54.09, a PB for him in the javelin, and a third place finish for the Olympian athlete, Sophie Parler from Thornhill College. So well done to them. And yesterday in County Down, in the mountains in County Down, the British and Irish Mountain Racing International, five Finn Valley athletes involved there, all doing extremely well, led out particularly by Nuala Boss, who had an excellent run for the young Glen Swilly girl, and Dermot Kyo, the Ballyliffin boy, done well. Oisin Toy from Conby did well, and Sarah Bradley from Letterkenny, from Loretto Convent, of course, did extremely well, as did Emer McCarroll as well. So those five athletes really, really, really performed extremely well, and that for them now, it's cross country and building towards the winter and building towards Christmas and building towards nationals in the weeks ahead. So it's been another busy weekend for Donegal athletes, and the season is slowly closing down, but there are a few competitions left. The Talton Games next weekend with loads of Donegal school athletes on the team, which is really encouraging for the sport here. And beyond that, Ulster Relays on the 18th of September, and we possibly at that point in time could say, right, let's move on now to cross country. But there's another couple of weeks of left, obviously because of the pandemic, things are running late in terms of fixture wise, but we'll get there, another couple of weeks. But this weekend, yes, successful, and yes, busy.
Yeah, another hugely positive weekend for Donegal athletes. Thanks, Patsy, for joining us today on Sunday Sport.